Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. Mary bridges two worlds, the world of Washington and the high end of Capitol Hill and the world of Wall Street. She was many years at the Wall Street Journal's editorial offices in Hong Kong. She knows China and the rise of the miracle very well. Also, the decline and fall of Hong Kong after the crushing by the mainland authoritarians. But now, a puzzle for me, Mary. Xi Jinping, following his successful unanimous choice as General Secretary for Life of the Chinese Communist Party, travels to Riyadh to sit with the sheikhs and talk about, there's the puzzle, Mary, is Xi Jinping going to Saudi Arabia to say, I'm the new boss, we're the supreme ones, this is the rising power, we've arrived, we're number one? Or is he going there hat in hand for oil?
Well, I think it's something in between, John. The CCP has been courting the Saudi royal family since the 80s, and they established formal ties in the 90s. And this has been a slow but steadily building relationship. And this is not the first time that Xi Jinping has left China. Recall that he attended the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in Uzbekistan recently. He went to the G20 in Bali. This trip to Saudi Arabia was not simply a bilateral trip. He also met with many heads of state of the Gulf as well as African nations. So there are a couple of things at play here. First of all, on the bilateral front with Saudi Arabia, absolutely, he wants to drive a wedge between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. And I think he's done that very successfully because successive U.S. administrations have shunned the Saudis. And so China sees an opening there. Saudi Arabia, for instance, exports an enormous amount of energy to China. China will be a big consumer market for Saudi. At the same time, this is part of a larger scheme by Xi Jinping to use that playbook in other places. So as regards the SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, he's driving a wedge between Central Asia and Russia. In Bali, he met separately with European leaders, and he would like to do more business with them and to convince them that the United States is just too hard on China. And so we should be nicer and please, you know, exert some pressure on the U.S. on things like tariffs and other measures. So it's very canny. And I think for China, the Saudi trip was a great success. They signed about $29 billion in public deals. Saudi committed to do more with China's Belt and Road project. They signed a big Huawei agreement. And Xi Jinping looks like a statesman and was very warmly welcomed. And it made a great contrast to how President Joe Biden was received not too many weeks prior. So several priorities there, strengthening the relationship with Saudi Arabia, showing that he's an important diplomatic force, and also driving wedges between the nations of the West and the United States.
More mysteries. The COVID zero policy, according to reporting, which is anecdotal and non-transparent, the COVID zero policies that were driven by Xi Jinping's order for many months, for more than a year, have now been lifted in major cities where there is evidence, but lifted in a way that is not certain about the future. At the same time, the Chinese economy has staggered. We don't have good numbers, but we know it's staggered with the COVID zero and with worldwide inflation and the lack of demand. How do you measure a regime that is known for its brutality and its hard-headedness backing down after those protests? Or is it backing down? Am I misreading the signs, Mary?
Well, Beijing started to ease the COVID restrictions before the protests broke out, I think because they realized that the economy would simply collapse if they didn't do so. And then the protests happened, and it just became blindingly obvious that the Chinese people were so upset at the intrusions into their private lives and their restrictions on their movements that the regime itself was in danger of falling. And so there were a couple of reasons why I think Xi Jinping decided, let's pull the trigger and ease these restrictions. But let's be clear, we will never know just how bad the outbreaks are or how overwhelmed the hospitals are, because this regime is totally opaque. They go to great lengths to lie and to cover up the actual situation. But we can presume that this will be a very painful experience and that a lot of people will die because they didn't just create this virus, which is always important to say, in the Wuhan lab. So they're responsible for this. The regime is completely responsible for all of these deaths and the mayhem around the world. But they didn't take any of the steps necessary to protect their people afterward. They refused Western vaccines. They refused help from the United States, which we immediately offered to send epidemiologists and other kinds of scientists and doctors over there. They didn't want that. They imposed strict lockdowns that constrained the ability of the population to get natural immunity. And they didn't vaccinate their elderly, nor did they build hospital beds and enough ICU units. So this is a mess. The regime is bungling its way through it. Lots of people are going to die as a result, and they will crack down as much as they need to crack down to stop anyone from getting back out onto the streets and calling for the ouster of the general secretary. That's the situation that we're in. It's perilous for the regime, but it's even worse for the Chinese people because they're the ones who suffer under the yoke of this government.
Finally, Mary, I mentioned that anecdote again. In Hong Kong, there is said to be a shortage of basic pharmaceutical medicines, over-the-counter, nothing profound. And have you heard the same story, that Hong Kong is struggling with the new regime, the new security law? So it's not only the persecution of famous men such as Jimmy Lai, it's the struggles of people trying to live there normally. Have you heard this, Mary?
Yes, and in China as well. And so it's shocking that you could take a city that was a global city like Hong Kong, so well functioning, one of the nicest places to live in the world, and simply by changing the governance of the city and returning it to communist China, it's only then do you really see the deterioration and the decline. And I think it puts paid to the idea that these are somehow genius people who are running communist China that have these long visions and it's such a great system. No, it's not. Right. It's a terrible system. It holds us back. It has killed millions of people in China and around the world. And we have to grapple with that. We have to grapple with the nature of the regime, with the consequences of its actions, not just within China, but for the rest of us around the world, too.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.